Husey and Kate's favourite bits so far. Catch up.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Have you been told you've got to watch your face? Husey had it told to him today. Well, 4-year-old.
I'm on a school tour thinking about what secondary school my children are going to go to, and I'm just not, I don't know. And a 4-year-old said, why is that man so sad? I wasn't sad. I was reasonably happy. What does Ed's face say to everyone? What do you think?
Nice guy.
What do you think with Ed's face?
Nice guy.
Slightly, it's got the serial killer vibe.
Which one? Like a nice one or not nice one?
Just committed a murder one.
Who's got a more disconcerting resting face? And be honest here.
Be honest, me
or Ed? Whose face is more, resting face is more disconcerting?
Ed's.
What, anyone else got a vote?
Definitely Ed.
No, let's keep going.
Carly?
100% Ed.
Jack?
I'm going to have to agree with the ladies.
Right. Now, I'm going to agree with him as well, Ed. But I didn't know about myself.
What is going on with my face?
Look, saw my you wife on the project does... the other night, and, yeah, you were very funny on the project, and your wife was beautiful. But when you weren't talking, and she was talking, or one of the other people were talking, you looked like you're on a plane that's crashing.
Resting crash face? No one's got resting crash face.
Jessica, are you a deep thinker?
Well, yes, I am, but my work seems to not think so.
What do they think you are?
Oh, they think I'm cranky all the time in meetings, so I've been actually counselled before, taken over from my boss into a separate meeting, told to change my facial expression.
Wow.
They say it changes depending on who's talking.
Yeah, right. So your facial expression is putting your co-workers off, so much so that your boss had to take you away and give you a talking to it privately about it.
Yes, and also just reprimand me so it stops happening, so I start watching my face, as they like to say.
How do you do it now? Jessica, because I've got to start checking my face. How do you watch your face?
I can't stop. I can't. I still get in trouble for it to this day.
Well, I think we've got to be conscious on a moment-to-moment basis. And like if Ed, for example, you, when you're on TV, need to just be looking at the monitor the whole time and just watching yourself in the monitor and just smiling at yourself.
That won't look weird. That won't look...
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told that he'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
Brenton, can you tell us the story?
Lads, g'day, how are we?
Good, thank you, mate.
That's the way.
We're tingling.
About 11 years ago, my father passed away. About 4 or 5 years ago, my sister got married. I got to drive her to the wedding. I got to walk her down the aisle.
That's nice.
We had a little tear in the car. Yes. How good would it be if Dad was here?
Oh, God, yeah. That's emotional. Really emotional.
Yeah. This is a visual. This is a visual. So
We've got some photos. So should we flip the first one now?
Yep. So turn the photos over.
Yep.
And there'll be a photo of my sister and her newlywed husband.
Beautiful.
In a shrubbery sort of bushland.
Yeah, cans in their hand, yep.
Absolutely. In the background there, you'll see something in the bushes.
Yep.
It actually looks like someone sitting down.
Yeah, it does. There's a person sitting there.
That's actually my father.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's a very clear image.
Yes.
That is a clear image.
You can definitely see, especially the lower half, that's a man sitting down.
That's exactly what we buried him in.
Oh.
That's the clothes?
That's the clothes that we buried him in. So his favourite white T-shirt, his jeans and his black shoes.
My God.
When did you first realise, Brenton? When did you first...
The photographer was going through the photos, trying to edit them, and she come across that photo.
Oh, that's full on. I'm tingling all over.
Can I tell you something, Brenton? For those who can't see it, the background of this photograph is not that colour. So it's all green, and then there's this absolute clear blue and white image in the middle of the green.
There's a man sitting down. That's what I mean. That's crazy.
Wow, Brendan.
We put those photos
on our social media.
We put them on our social media.
Apparently they're already up. I'm getting
thumbs up. Wow, that's tingling.
Wow, that is bizarre.
Oh, Brenton.
Oh, but so that's a good tingle, though, to know that he was looking over you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's beautiful,
every time I tell that story, it happens every single time.
Beautiful, yeah. No, that's really tingling.
Thank you, Brenton. That's amazing.
Oh, that is bizarre.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
My wife's at work. I'm at Sunrise.
Yes.
Which meant that Darcy, one of our great producers, again had to take my kids to school, didn't you, Darcy?
Yep.
Darcy, what's the hourly rate for you to do that?
I'm not allowed to say.
Yes, well, that's part of, it's part of the thing here, to be honest, because when I when I got early from Sunrise, so I thought I'll go and meet Darcy and the kids, because normally Wednesday is go to Hot Chocolate Day, where I take all the, because my son plays basketball, trains at school before school, so I take his sisters, my daughters, and a couple of their friends over to the cafe, and they have hot chocolate.
That's very cute.
And that's a Wednesday thing. So, Darcy, you did that, and I met you there, but then we had a discussion involving Tess. So Tess is our youngest daughter. Say hello, Tess.
Hi.
No.
Tess is in the home studio right now. So,
yeah.
So Tess, Darcy does a good job, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but this morning, Darcy, leaving the house, there was an issue, wasn't there? Because you locked the door.
Yep. Remember, Tess, we locked the door, but I forgot the money.
Yeah.
So what happened, Darcy, when you
And then we were trying to work out how to get back inside, but apparently you can only get back inside through the cat door.
Yeah, you've got to be a tiny person.
So does Tess fit through the cat door?
You do, don't you, Tess?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Sadie, her older sister, is normally the one who goes through the cat door, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, how often is the cat door being used for children?
Reasonably often, because we've got to get in the house. So when you said you had to go back in and get the money, Tess, did you know what the money was for?
Yeah.
It was for what? For looking after you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now, Darcy, what did Tess say?
I said that I don't know if you deserve it because I don't know what you're going to do next.
So you don't know whether Darcy deserves the payment for the day. Yeah.
I was getting paid early. I hadn't finished my job.
Yeah, right. So you didn't think that she should have got the money that early. Yeah. Yeah, right.
So then I said, I'll see you later.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Get the payment so then.
Did you think that Darcy might bolt as soon as she got the money? Yeah.
Maybe.
And leave you guys.
Maybe.
Just...
Tess, would you be happy for Darcy to come back and look after you again?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does a great job, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll let you go now, Tess. Okay.
Yep.
She's left. Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Sydney restaurant has come under fire for serving 86 drinks to 5 patrons who were later found unconscious lying in pools of vomit.
Oh my god. Walk on Gangnam Style. Well, we are making it sound like a party at the moment.
Gangnam Style. The male and female patrons.
Hang on, so you're going. Male and female patrons.
Part of a group of 5.
Yep, party of 5.
who New South Wales police allege were served up to 86 standard drinks of soju. Oh, soju.
Yes.
Over 6 hours.
They were there for 6 hours?
Yes.
Someone do some maths. How many drinks per person per hour is that? 85.
17.2.
Yeah, at the Haru Fusion Soju Lounge.
The soju lounge.
Yeah, it's
well,
a soju lounge.
Soju.
Well, you're there for the soju and you're getting the soju.
And you're lounging.
It's a Korean drink, soju, apparently. That has been. What do you know about it?
I know that I went to a Korean restaurant. Yeah. My friend took me there and he and his semi-girlfriend both had some soju.
Well,
and they got very handsy with each other at the table.
It's got an alcohol content between 16 and 53%.
Oh my God. Now, you and I both don't drink.
No.
And haven't drunk for many, many years.
But I used to fall asleep on the road. I know what it's
like. You've fallen asleep on the road.
Yeah, I've fallen asleep at the top of trees. I've fallen asleep. I've ended up, you know, I used to wake up in the cells just going, how did I get here?
In the police cells.
Yes, and it's because of the people serving me alcohol when they shouldn't have been serving me alcohol.
Whose fault is it?
It's the people serving the alcohol.
And yours, drink responsibly, people.
drink responsibly. That's what we should.
I obviously stopped drinking.
Were you a shocker too?
I would only drink tequila and lemonade.
Were you? And you'd be drinking shot.
Once again, this is turning into a party. This. Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Yeah.
Less soju.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
That's the story of my life. No respect. That'll get no respect at all.
Husey's kids have died again and shown him no respect. Have to admit, it's kind of funny. Husey's been insulted again.
Actually, wasn't my own children, but it was friends of my own children.
Worse.
So, yeah. So, my wife texts me the other day. It says, Raf, our oldest, who's 10 in grade 4, has Billy Cart Days coming up, and they've got to make Billy Carts, and they're looking for parent helpers. And I'm like, oh, God. No,
Did you air task someone?
No, I wanted to air task it. Oh.
Since Scott Kent.
So I turned up at school this morning, and you know, just before 9 o'clock, and I dropped the kids off, so that's usual. And I said, Raf, do you really want me to help you make the Billy Cart? Because I'm no good at it. And he said, I don't know. I said, I reckon you should sack me. Sack me, Raf. Sack me.
Yeah.
Because Raf is project manager for his Billy
Cart. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. He was head of marketing, but he moved sideways into project manager.
Why did he relinquish the marketing role?
Don't know.
If anything, his access to you would have been a boom for his Billy Cart.
Yes, and also his organisational abilities are really, they've never been great.
No.
Let's be honest.
Well, he's...
He forgets his shirt. He forgets his jumper every single day.
How do you forget your shirt?
No, he doesn't forget his shirt. He once left the house. He once left the house with one shoe on. Yeah.
Wow.
One thong, actually.
One thong.
So I went in there, and there was three other parents. Some of them had like drills. They bought drills.
BYO drill.
BYO.
What did you have? A couple
nothing.
Of DVDs.
I had absolutely nothing.
Why didn't you bring tools, man?
I didn't realize. It was like, the drills, they needed the drills.
Yeah.
The drills came in really handy.
To make Billy Carts.
Yeah. So my main job was to hold the instructions, and I was holding the instructions.
Oh, my God. These people are 10 years old, and you're holding
and
instructions?
And Raf's job was to film the whole thing. So me and Raf, neither of us are contributing. But the disc came.
Here we go.
This other parent called Tom, two of the grade 4 girls said, you look really strong, Tom. And I'm like, what? They said, you look like you work out.
Hang
Tom
on.
Works
they
out.
They said, the kids said to
yes.
Tom, you look like you work out.
I'm standing next to Tom.
Hold it. Were you struggling to hold the instructions?
No. I mean, Tom was...
And you're next to Tom, how'd he look?
He was lean.
Yeah.
He looked strong. He was wearing a jumper. He wasn't wearing a singlet. He didn't have a muscle top on. He wasn't like out on show. He was just, I mean, how could they even tell through the jumper?
Yeah, that's much,
I had
much.
The similar clothing on. I got nothing. And they said, Tom is muscle man dad.
So Tom's muscle man dad?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this guy, he's celebrity dad. I was disappointed.
What, that was the diss that you got called a celebrity?
No, well, I'm happy to get celebrity dad, but I'd rather be muscle man dad. It was just, I actually said, just you need to back off. We've got to stop judging.
You said the year 4 girls, you need to back off.
You've got to stop judging people's bodies here. You know, some of us have got feelings.
Strong message. Some of us have feelings and man boobs.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
We want to know if you've woken up with an injury.
Yes, happened to me on Saturday morning. Woke up with it. So I went to bed Friday night after being in Mackay, great spot, Mackay. If you've ever been to Mackay, get up there, far north Queensland.
Yeah, great. Sounds great. What was your favourite thing about Mackay?
The river. The river.
Good river. Safe.
Looked over the river.
Beautiful.
Pioneer River, I believe.
Pioneer River.
But woke up Saturday morning and bleeding from the nose.
So your nose is bleeding or it already
was No, it was
scat.
Bleeding. It was fresh blood.
Fresh blood on the nose.
On the nose. And slept alone, completely alone, you know, from go to woe.
Did you do anything
else in the room, just me. And you know what I had to do? Because I had to do another gig on the Saturday night. I went to local chemist. Yeah. I went to and I bought some Natio natural cover concealer.
Did you put concealer on?
I put concealer on it for my show on Saturday night.
At the Sunshine Coast?
Yes, put concealer on.
But did they, and do you reckon people noticed?
No one mentioned my scabby nose. And you're mentioning it today, aren't you? So
yeah.
Well,
so let's put your concealer on.
I'm going to put the concealer on right now.
I'm a scab man.
You have a look now?
Good radio.
Hang on. I haven't got a mirror though, so I can't see what I'm covering it. How does that look?
Quite a lot.
Wonderful. Looks like, well, I mean, I haven't had a mirror,
looks like
mate.
Tan zinc.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to use, I not often do use tan zinc to cover my red nose.
You know what? You can't see the scab, but it does look as though you've painted your nose brown for some unknown reason, which is why people weren't saying anything, because they were terrified.
No, I think concealer is a really good idea for men as well as women.
Yeah.
You know, or for
keep
everyone.
Going.
If you like.
Who's after men and women you were going to go for?
I don't know, mate. What happened to you, Sarah?
Well, it wasn't me, but my brother. He's 31 years old, and he woke up one morning with a broken foot that wasn't there when he went to sleep.
Is he a kicker in the night? Do we know?
That's what we thought. We said you had to have done something. Don't lie anymore. You know, you had to have done something to break your foot. You don't just wake up and have a broken foot.
What a weird story you had to tell. Like, did you have it on a cast? It was a cast on it after that?
A moon boot for months, actually.
And then he's got to tell that story.
Jeez, that's a hard sell. How'd you break your foot? I don't know.
Were you living with him at the time, Sarah?
No, he was living with his wife, now ex-wife.
Yeah, well, now we're
getting somewhere. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for catching up with the Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Coverley. Want more Husey and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Husey.